Seattle's Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center is looking for breast cancer survivors who are African American. The Hutch wants to learn from their experiences to help improve their odds of surviving the disease. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
There's a racial gap when it comes to how women experience breast cancer. Black women are 40% more likely to die from the disease compared to white women. And black women who survive tend to have lower quality of life. Bridget Hempstead founded Sierra Sisters, a Seattle-based organization for African-American women facing breast cancer. She says there are cultural reasons for the differences in survival rates, things like fear of discussing cancer or assuming the doctor knows best.
They've gone to the doctor, they presented with symptoms, and the doctor says, well, I don't think that it's anything. Let's just wait, watch, and see. And too many times, the women have waited, they watched, and they've seen, and some of them are not here.
Hempstead is collaborating with Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center to better understand what African-American women need to improve their odds of survival. Too often, the focus is on treatment, but it's just as important to look at the emotional support after treatment, says Dr. Rachel Sabalas. Sabalas is leading the study at Fred Hutch.
Most of the providers understand that and what role it plays, but they're limited in a lot of ways in what they can do, if nothing else, than by time. So who can we get to help address these more emotional issues?
Sabalas and her collaborators are looking for breast cancer survivors and oncology professionals for a focus group. They plan to use their insights to help create a culturally sensitive program for African-American women. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.